Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you've got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/David, D-A-V-I-D. That's athleticgreens.com/David.
Hey, it's Mully and Haw here for our friends at Window Nation.
Back to school time is here, and Window Nation can help you get an A-plus in savings. Right now, get two free windows for every two you buy and pay nothing until 2025. That's like free scholarship money. Use it toward your kids' school supplies or treat yourself, because your Window Nation savings will keep on coming.
As temperatures soar, so do your energy bills with old, inefficient windows. Stay cool. Lower those bills and raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Window Nation has expertly installed over a million windows,
rewarding and increasing value in over 150,000 homes, all with over 96% needing no follow-up service.
That's an A+.
Now it's your turn to make the smart choice and go to the head of the class. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit at all. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and no interest until 2025.
You'll save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale.
Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Tell them Mully and Haw sent you.
Imagine everything you need in one place, all within reach at your fingertips. Welcome to your happy place. The all-new Staples Connect app, where you can save money with just a tap. Exclusive app-only savings and all your rewards in one place. No searching, just saving. Now, download the Staples Connect app and get $10 off your next $50 in-store purchase. Download the Staples Connect app today and find your happy place. Offer ends 12/31 in-store only. See app for full offer details.
Tonight, clear skies, falling temperatures into the 50s.
Weather brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Get your favorites on the free Odyssey app. Listen to local and national news stations, plus your music, sports, and podcasts for free, wherever you are on the Odyssey app.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
You guys just stink today. You just stink.
I think I've been great. I was going to ask how you grade speed.
You know, we've had... You've been kind of stinky too, Danny. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Afternoons on The Score.
Anderson hits it in the end right. Back at the wall, and the White Sox win it.
It was an ending fit for a movie. On the set of a movie filmed a long time ago.
The Corn Game,
the
baby.
The Corn Game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just after that, Joe Buck said to us, I think Tim Anderson, that guy should be the face of baseball.
That's right. That's right. He did.
Mm-hmm.
And this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is happening again.
It's a twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity now, officially.
And Cubs and Reds. Can we say you're going to be at the game? You've decided to go.
I am going to be at the game. I'm not convinced it's going to be a three times in a lifetime opportunity. I'm not convinced they're necessarily going to do it next year.
Neither am I.
Okay.
But it's not once in a lifetime.
No, it's definitely at least twice.
But by definition, this is now twice in a lifetime.
But here's the thing. Once that game passes and I didn't go to it, this now becomes a once in a lifetime opportunity, theoretically.
No, seeing two teams that are a combined 40 million games below 500 in a cornfield is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm with you.
It's not about the teams.
Oh, it's not about the teams.
No, well.
Well, you could go watch high school baseball in the Field of Dreams game anytime you want. Didn't Frank Thomas own the field, right?
Yeah, he owns it now. So speaks.
And there's baseball there.
Royals and the Padres without all of their stars now were playing at the Field of Dreams game, you'd pay $4.50, go see the Royals and Padres?
No, the fact that it is the Cubs, and I know a lot of people within the organization, and my wife, who is the meatball Cub fan of epic proportions, and I enjoy... No, of course it's a big factor, okay. The fact that it's a Cubs. But I don't know if you noticed...
Well, you just said it wasn't about the teams, and then 30 seconds later, you're like...
Yeah, he said it twice.
It's not about the teams. And he's like, it's a big factor. Yeah. So,
Shane, by the way, you were right yesterday when you said that Christine likes you more than I do.
Yeah,
you were right about that.
I know.
That Christine likes Shane more than Spiegel likes Shane.
He called that out. He called that out late in the show.
Yeah.
And I shared that with Christine, and she
confirmed it.
Yeah, she confirmed it.
She confirmed it. All right. That's interesting.
But yes, Danny, we can share that on Thursday, Frank Thomas will be on the show from the field.
How cool is that?
John Morosi, too, which might be bigger.
Nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll come on from the field.
No, I think we're going to put Christine on, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe Ruben.
Not sure if we're going to have enough time.
You could put Ruben on. You could check in with your guy.
Spiegel, that little liar.
You are going to this game. You've decided to purchase tickets for you, your wife, and your son, even though as of yesterday at this time, your son had not seen Field of Dreams.
He had not seen. You made the very salient point yesterday morning on the phone. You said, has Ruben even seen the movie? And I said, huh. Probably a good idea to show it to him.
So if Danny hadn't said anything, would you have thought to have him watch the movie?
Yes. I think we would have watched it Wednesday night before going on Thursday.
Right.
But this was better. So thank you for making that point. Love you.
You're welcome as your rational thought provider. So recap for people. Where are we at? Did you choose $375 a ticket for benches or $450 a ticket with seat backs?
I decided to drop the extra $75 per seat to have a back of the chair.
Good for you.
A couple of reasons. I don't want, as you had said, I don't want one of my lasting memories to be back pain of the experience, because I'm doing it for the life experience. The other is that the possibility is there that Ruben could have fallen off the back of the bench and then one of the players would have had to become a doctor and cross over the line and treat him. And I didn't want to risk that possibility. Okay.
That was very nice and considerate of you. Yeah. You wouldn't want to make yourself a story.
That's what happened in the movie. You guys don't even know it, do you?
Yeah, I said that yesterday. I don't know if you remember. I made that reference yesterday.
Oh, you did?
He said that exactly.
Yeah, I said you should get the one with the back just in case you fall backwards and choke on a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Christine would have understood that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he said it yesterday. I thought you were literally repeating his joke.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I must have missed it yesterday.
So, okay, no, you were here, though. You were on the show.
I think you were
even wearing headphones while doing the show.
This is going great.
Presumably listening to the show. So, Christine watched the movie last night, too?
Yeah.
So the three of you sit down.
Yeah, we did.
You watched the movie. Was it in black and white?
you miserable bastards.
I'm just all right.
You don't understand allegory. You don't get it. Is a fantasy. It is meant to hit you on deeper levels, literary and baseball and humanistic and
spiritual.
Yes.
Didn't succeed on me.
All those things.
Yeah.
It's not a true story. Are you aware that it's not a true story?
It's big. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Cody, put that on the website, Field of Dreams, work of fiction.
Mm.
Thank you. All right, so you guys all sit down.
We watched it. We all
enjoyed it. You watched the Betamax version of Field of Dreams.
Yes.
And you force Ruben to sit through the movie, and you tell him it's very important to your son that it's very important that you like this movie like Daddy.
That's not...
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's terrible parenting to do that, which is not what I did. I said, hey, we're going to watch a movie. And he was not psyched because whenever he doesn't get to choose the movie, he's not psyched. Like the last one we watched all together was Lightyear. because Buzz Lightyear needed an origin story. But
yeah.
But that was pretty good, actually. But yeah, so he was not psyched because he didn't get to choose it, but then he watched it, and he really enjoyed himself while watching.
So here is 10-year-old Ruben Spiegel reviewing Field of Dreams ahead of his trip to the corn game.
Okay, Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Field of Dreams?
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me what you liked about it or didn't like about it.
I liked how a bunch of dead people just came back to life. And how the main character, Ray, just went back in time to meet people.
Yeah, it was pretty neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
That's a good movie.
I didn't kind of like that when Archie Graham got out of the baseball field, he couldn't go back in.
Sad, right?
Uh-huh.
But he made a choice. He made a choice to be a doctor. So, what'd you think of the baseball part of it?
The baseball part was definitely very good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Tell me about the baseball part.
Give me some.
Baseball.
Do you remember the name of the first guy that came, the first old player?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Uh-huh. Do you know who's on my shirt right now?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
That is correct. All right, so if we had a chance to go to the game where they're going to have a real game in that field, in that cornfield, would you want to go?
Absolutely.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do there, you think?
Watch baseball.
Shane isn't sure if you actually like baseball.
What?
If you don't, that's okay. You know
I
that.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Danny, Mr. Parkins?
My uncle?
Yes, your uncle. He doesn't really like baseball.
He's no longer my uncle.
Oh, wow. You're disowning him?
Yes.
Wow, that's harsh. Actually, he kind of likes baseball. He doesn't like when we say he doesn't like baseball.
Okay, he's my half-uncle.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Bye.
Anything else on the movie?
No.
Okay.
Other than that, it was awesome!
Liar.
Hey, feels like he would have been a great actor in that movie.
I saw him enjoying it. Shane, I was watching him watch it. He was really enjoying it. We talked after.
Were you watching him watch it because it's so hard to actually watch it? You'd rather watch someone else watch it? The movie sucks, dude.
Oh, dude.
That's so good. Hey, Ruben, you liked the movie, right? That was a leading question. You were leading the witness.
I'm cringing. My interview skills with my kid are terrible.
And then you pull a Danny with Anthony Hare and you say goodbye and then ask him if he's got any other thoughts.
Yeah, there's...
Thank you. Anything else for me?
I had some awful follow-ups in there.
They were direct. Well, all right. So you believe that he genuinely liked the movie.
I believe he genuinely liked the movie.
You believe that he will appreciate this memory.
I believe he will appreciate the memory and the experience. I'm not sure if he actually does like baseball. Shane, you're very emboldened on this, and I think you're hearing it, and you've seen it, right? Because you saw him at the game. You saw him have to be financially incentivized.
Yeah.
I don't think he really likes to watch the game.
I think he likes spending time with you and Christine.
I think
and
that is true.
And if you're going to go do something, he wants to do it with you.
I think that is true.
That being said, you're wasting $450.
That is my concern here, is that Ruben is going to not enjoy himself, and then that is going to take away the enjoyment from Speaks. I'm all for father-son bonding time and creating memories that will last a lifetime. You know, you can't take the money with you, all of that stuff.
Yes.
But this is... It strikes me as that it's really more your passion, and you love Field of Dreams, and you love baseball, and Ruben maybe not so much. So I hope that he doesn't ruin it for you, is all I'm saying.
I'm curious what the plan is to keep him entertained for what could be a 4.5-hour
game. Watch the game! Shut up and watch the game! You love this game! You will love this game like I do, sir! That's right! Let's have a catch! Right now.
That's what I'm worried about. I worry that you are that he his disinterest is going to then ruin your vibes, and then you're going to start resenting your son, and then Christine's going to get mad at both of you, and you're going to pull a Ranji and leave early, and you guys are just going to be like, we spent $1,300 on tickets, we spent money on gas. The line for the merchandise was too damn long, and then Ruben's going to fall asleep and be like, I don't even remember watching this movie. That is my fear for your Thursday night.
Shane, are you still available to Ruben sit?
No, I got plans, man. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm just saying.
If Christine asked?
No, even then. No.
Oh, no.
No. I'm worried about you because this is a big investment.
I know it is.
I hope it's
It hurts. This investment is going to hurt. But
okay.
Here's the thing. As a parent, it is a gentle dance of trying to expose your child to what the stuff that you think is genuinely awesome in life.
Yes.
And also not force it down their throats. And when he shows interest in other things, I support those and I help push him towards that.
That's big of you.
but I also don't think he really knows exactly what he likes and doesn't like at age 10.
Of course.
Like, you know, there'll be times where you say, like, why do I have to play the piano? And then he plays the piano and he gets pride from it and it's like he feels good and stuff like that.
Sure.
Our kids don't actually know what is best yet. So I do believe there's tremendous value.
But do you? Field of Dreams. No, Cubs and Reds.
I do remember,
of course,
being at things with my father that he was super passionate about. And I eventually realized some of the passion, what it was about. And I loved knowing that about him and learning that about him. And it informed the way that I live my life. Does that make sense?
Of course it does.
Like my dad loves certain composers that I don't really love, but I love that he loves it. And I learn about life through him and his passions.
Dude, I'm ball busting here. The idea of you having this memory with Ruben,
yeah,
because baseball mattered a lot to you and your dad's relationship, and making it a part of you and your son's relationship,
right,
is of course a beautiful thing. I would just,
but you don't want to force it too much, because then the point you made that might have been the best one, really, of your entire career.
Don't sound so surprised. I stumble into a good one occasionally.
You do. Is that his disinterest might annoy me and Christine so much that he damages the night?
Right, and the stakes are just higher.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to a game at Wrigley that you've done 100 times,
right,
and if he ruins a game at Wrigley, like...
And you could take him out to Gallagher Way and play catch.
Whatever. You're driving 4 hours. Like, to me, if it was, you're taking a vacation day because you're going Matt Spiegel solo, and you're going to hit the pen, and you're going to see your baseball friends, and you're going to hang out with the Coom Dog and
yeah,
Pat Hughes, and you're going to say what's up to Cubs executives, and you're going to be in your element, and you're going to feel yourself,
no,
and you're going to be watching the baseball.
I'm going to try and make it as much as I can about just the family hanging at a ball game.
I know, and I'm just saying that brings more risk. Like, there's no way you don't enjoy yourself if you go solo for $450. There is a scenario in which you go and you're upset about it for $1,500 with wife and 10-year-old son who doesn't really love baseball. I'm just being honest.
Right. Or I could have them resent me for the rest of my life for only $500.
They'd get over it. Certainly Ruben would.
Ruben would probably
Ruben didn't
get over
know
it.
What Field of Dreams was 24 hours ago.
I made the mistake of showing it to him.
Yeah. You definitely could have saved yourself $500. And then the Christine part, that's between you and your wife. I don't know.
Here's a texter. My dad loves classic cars. Going to car shows with him eventually helped me develop a passion for them as well. Right. It might creep up later in his life. You know?
Right, but he's not buying the classic cars. You know? He's saving a little bit of money. He's watching the classic cars for free, which you could have done in your living room.
Right. No, and maybe it'll come a little bit later in life, like when he enters baseball's main target demographic, like 45 years from
now.
Yeah.
So, no, this is good. So, middle of the game, if he starts to be bored and starts to annoy us, I just send him to bed. They have beds there.
No, you paid $75 extra for a
seat
bag.
Wait, they have beds there?
No, they don't.
Yeah, there's no beds.
Yeah.
Studs. Gullible's written on the ceiling. Could you believe it? At the Field of Dreams game. It was a surprising addition. It wasn't there in the movie.
Oh, man. All right. Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
You jerks.
Yeah. I know you'll like this, though. Jason Hayward won't be there, but David Ross was on with Bernstein and Holmes earlier today. You talked yesterday about like the human element of David Ross and what Hayward means to him,
yeah,
and the entire relationship and how hard it must be for him to go through this. He talked a little bit about that specific and special relationship that the two have with the Midday Show.
We go way back to early in Atlanta. You know, he was a rookie and we were on that team together, locker mates. And obviously when he came over here at the back end of my career and him starting his tenure with the Cubs, I've talked multiple times and well documented about what a great human being he is, the person. But, you know, I think on a daily basis what the Cubs saw is, an impactful player. I think he, you know, everybody, you talk about the World Series championship team, like he was a big part of that. And he brings a lot to the table on a daily basis that helps us win. He's a championship caliber player and a brother for life in that respect.
Yeah, some good stuff in there from David Ross. And
does he do a lot and bring a lot to the table every day to help us win?
Do you hear
like, is that part to me felt like spin.
Well, did you hear he talked about the 2016 team specifically in that way?
Sure.
That Hayward on that team was a huge part of them winning. And not just the speech, blah, 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 that came later, but just like his readiness to play, helping everybody get in the right headspace.
He also won a gold glove that year, was a great base runner. Like there were things that he absolutely contributed to the 2016 team, the 2017 team. Hell, he contributed to the 2020 team, as weird as that year was. But so, I mean, he's contributed.
That year you mentioned was good at the plate. But yeah,
he's 21 homers.
Yeah, he's talking about that the soft factors of chemistry and leadership and how much those have mattered. And I believe David Ross used the word, and that maybe it wasn't unquantifiable, but like just immeasurable, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the guy mattered to the best Cubs team that any of us have ever seen. He did not live up to his contract, but they won in spite of the contract. So what do you really care about the contract when you win? When the whole thing was win one before I die, and you won one with him having a role on that team, I have a really hard time getting up in arms over it, right? They've had bad contracts before. They've had contracts that have stopped them from signing dudes before. Mm-hmm. They didn't win World Series with them. So I think the contract point for Hayward is a little old personally. Mark Potash coming up in 20 minutes. He was yelling a question at Ryan Poles as he walked off today. A lot of negativity in Bears land because of the Roquan Smith trade request. There was something that happened today at Family Fun Fest practice, whatever the hell they call it.
On a Tuesday morning at Soldier Field.
Yeah, the exact location and time and day when you want that to happen. But there was something that happened that I do think should bring some genuine excitement and positivity for Bears fans. It's next on The Score.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Lockport High School's CM Punk. Most famous Lockport alum? It's probably Punk. I think you got it.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Afternoons on the Score.
Recently, you know, we were in the Walter Payton Center just, you know, throwing the ball around, and it just felt like every ball that we were throwing and catching, it was just, like, connecting. It just wasn't too much to it. It was just we were out there doing our thing, and it felt good. It felt natural. It wasn't too much talking, playing music, and just working out. So it was natural. I mean, I loved it. I don't know. I didn't ask him about it, but I mean, looking back after that day, it was very nice.
It's Darnell Mooney on Justin Fields. Thanks for being with us, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We will talk to Mark Potash coming up. He was at Family Fest. He was at Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles' press conference. The news of the day, and we've been talking about it a ton, we had Ian Rappaport on earlier, is Roquan Smith requesting a trade from the Bears. If you missed what Ryan Poles said, you'll hear that in the 5 o'clock hour. We can even bring back a little bit of what Ian Rappaport said. Ton to get into in that story. We've been covering it a lot. I do think there was a positive just from the highlights that I saw today, Spiegs.
Yo.
Specifically, the hype for Darnell Mooney continues to be matched by the production in these practices by Darnell Mooney. A video was tweeted, I retweeted it, of Darnell Mooney making a catch that is 10 out of 10 degree of difficulty, and he makes it look relatively easy.
The Bears themselves have tweeted out a different angle of said catch, which is really cool as well. It is a remarkable catch.
So he's lined
Go
up.
Bears! That's right.
He's lined up slot right, and he kind of does a wheel route that has him on the sideline, and Fields throws it. Now he's going up against, it looks like he's going up against Tavon Young. I haven't seen the Bears video yet. I've only seen the other one that was posted. It looked like it was number 25. So he's not going up against the starter, but he is going up against the veteran. And the ball comes in over Young and before Eddie Jackson, but it's high and on his outside shoulder, and he like leaps up, contorts his body, one hand snags it, lands with both feet, doesn't even go to the ground. Now, obviously, he's not fearing getting lit up because Eddie Jackson's not a great tackler, and it's not a tackle drill at practice, so he does not have the fear of being lit up by a safety in that spot, but dare I say the catch? It's Odell Beckham Jr. esque, like the contortion and the one handedness. Man, that is a high degree of difficulty catch. I've compared him to Stephon Diggs before.
You've gotten through this whole description without saying Guagi. Are you my friend?
Are you
my teammate? Are you
my partner? I'm just saying.
He went up and got it.
With
just one hand, but all the facets of Guagi that we don't discuss enough, like the perceiving where it is, the proper jump technique, the high pointing, the ability to come down, all of that, he's doing it all with just one hand.
And I just saw the Bears video. It's a very impressive catch, and they're not going to throw the ball as much as they did last year, people don't think, but they ran the ball a very high percentage of plays last year. They ran the ball the eighth highest percentage of any team in the NFL last year. That surprises people. They did not run it well. They did not have the eighth most run plays of any team in the NFL last year because they had so many damn three and outs. Mm-hmm. But in terms of percentage of plays called that were run, only seven teams in the NFL ran the ball at a higher clip than the Bears. Darnell Mooney had 140 targets last year, and he spent the offseason getting better
and training with Justin Fields, and they lost Allen Robinson. Darnell Mooney is going to get a ton of targets this year. He looks to me like a number one receiver. Yes, a little undersized. That's why I keep using the Stephon Diggs comp. I think this guy's making Pro Bowls, plural, his career. I really do, man.
I liked your prediction, and I think you're right about this one from a few weeks back, that Darnell Mooney was going to end up as the
franchise leader in receiving yards.
You're going to end up as the franchise leader in receiving yards because it is an unbelievably pathetic list.
It's just Johnny Morris at just over 5,000 yards. He's already at like 1,800 receiving yards. Uh-huh. He's got 2 years left on his deal. All he has to do is sign one more contract at the Bears and stay healthy. He is going to be the all-time receiving yards leader for the Bears. That doesn't mean much, but that's going
to
happen.
You know how extension conversations go with Ryan Poles. They don't seem to go well. But, so that's certainly in play. But this guy's going to make Pro Bowls. Like, your head is way out over your skis on this one.
He had 1,000 yards last year.
And 140 targets.
Which is a lot of targets. But where are the targets going this year if they're not going to Darnell Mooney?
Cole Kmet.
Okay.
It's the two of them. And David Montgomery out of the backfield. And Khalil Herbert out of the backfield.
I mean, maybe.
How many targets are there going to be during the course of the season? Remember the Luke Getsy numbers I gave you yesterday? When he's been the offensive coordinator, he doesn't throw it a lot. Mississippi State was 111th in FBS in 2018 out of 130 teams in terms of pass attempts. Same kind of stuff back at Indiana University of Pennsylvania when he was the coordinator there.
I know.
Green Bay is really a run-first team that happens to have Aaron Rodgers as the superstar quarterback.
People keep using that.
Also with Green Bay, though, they had a really good wide receiver who was their best weapon in the wide receiver corps, and they fed him the ball a ton.
Yes, they did.
And no one in their right mind game planned for the Packers and was like, you know what we want to do? Have Aaron Rodgers beat us. Let's take away the run. No one did that. You know what I mean? You didn't stack the box against the Packers because they had Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers. So they were able to run the ball because often the defense dictated, oh, we've got more blockers than they have guys in the front seven. Let's just turn around and give the ball to Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon, pick up 5 yards, and play ahead from the chains. Like, they could be run first or run dominant. They weren't even – again, the Bears ran the ball at a higher percentage clip than the Packers did last year. Those numbers are out there. The Bears ran the ball at a higher percentage than the Packers last season with Matt Nagy, who everyone was like, all he does is throw the football. So,
but as you said, so many three and outs, so many bad.
Yeah, it was not an effective running game, but in terms of percentage of plays called that were run, Bears higher than Packers last year. So I'm not saying he's going to even make the Pro Bowl this year. And Pro Bowl is weird, right? Like, Matt Cassel made a Pro Bowl. Mitch Trubisky was a Pro Bowl alternate. It doesn't mean he's going to be amazing, but I think that he can be a number one receiver. I really do. And every anecdote, whenever there's a profile piece written about him, right? His NFL signing bonus check, he bought a jugs machine. Like, he keeps talking about wanting to be the best receiver in the NFL.
Hey, man, you don't impress me until you come with your own whiteboard, like Velus Jones.
Yeah, but who was the cornerback who went on, I think he was on Dan Patrick. They were asking him, you know, who are some receivers that surprised you last year? Just like unprompted mentions Darnell Mooney. Like, this guy's good. I think he is legitimately good. I think the piece that Dan Pompey wrote about how he shows up at the practice facility at midnight.
No, absolutely.
Like, the guy clearly has a great work ethic. He clearly works very hard. He clearly has a rapport with Fields. We know that he was down in Georgia working out with him in the offseason. Like, I don't see many other targets going to other people on this team. And I think they're going to be trailing in a lot of games, so then you're going to be throwing to play catch-up. I think there's going to be a lot there for Darnell Mooney this year. Now, maybe he gets double-covered all the time, and they try to take it away from him, but I would draft him in fantasy. I would bet the player prop number's going up. I got it at 900. It's up to 950.
Do you want to take an out-of-the-box little flyer for him leading the NFL in receiving yards?
Joe O and I were talking about that.
He's plus 6,000. to lead the NFL in receiving yards. Jalen Waddle also plus 6,000, but he's got Tyreek Hill now. Michael Thomas there. Tyler Lockett there at plus 6,000. Cortland Kirk, those are the ones who are there. He's about 20th on this list for possible leading the NFL in receiving yards.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay. I don't think.
They're not gonna produce.
I'm not gonna go that far. But I don't think he's having 1,500 plus receiving yards. Last year you needed 1,900 to lead the league in receiving yards. You know, so I don't think that. But I think that Darnell Mooney is going to be a very productive player this year and going forward. Mark Podash has been at Bears practice. He was at the press conference today. He can give us some insight into the Mooney catch and how the Bears handled this news about Roquan Smith requesting a trade. Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on The Score.
Were you aware that it was this dire, I guess, in his mind?
It's a little bit, you know, like there's always going to be a little bit of separation, but at the same time, like for an extension, it's got to make sense for both sides. And obviously we're not at that point for him to put that out there.
Brian Poles today met the media after Roquan Smith and Ian Rappaport released a statement. We had Ian Rappaport on earlier today. We'll bring you some of that after 5 o'clock, but good on Ryan Poles to at least address the media and not let everyone just wonder.
You know, it's funny. You asked in transition earlier, like, what is the biggest win for Ryan Poles publicly? And somebody had responded, him coming out today and actually speaking. It was a good move to speak and a surprise of sorts because the Bears released a statement saying that they respectfully declined comment.
Well, the Bears beat forced him into doing it. Mark Podash and his media brethren got Ryan Poles in front of a camera and microphone. And Potsy joins us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Potsy, you guys are taking a victory lap as a Bears beat, correct, for getting Ryan Poles to speak?
Well, you know, if there is something to celebrate, I think it just is the idea that Ryan Poles is kind of growing into this job. I think that's probably the biggest thing I take from this, regardless of how this thing works out, is, you know, he was real nervous and kind of, I don't know, it's just hard to explain that first press conference. It was kind of unsettling that he wasn't really ready for some of the big picture things. And like the Roquan Smith situation, it was not very good. And it was a total turnaround in this, you know, today and in the situation reacting. So I think you guys are half kidding, but I'm serious. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this today is that Ryan Poles needs to grow into this job. And he today was a sign that he can do that.
Do you think he's dug in where he is and trying to prove something with his stance here and the way he's working this with Roquan?
I don't know. I don't think so. I lean on more on the idea that Ryan Poles has taken is if he's done anything that to me is very clear cut. He's done a very objective analysis of what he has of the roster he inherited, and I just think there's a difference of opinion of just how valuable Roquan Smith is on this team, and I don't think that's wrong to tell you the truth. I think, you know, this is exaggerating a little bit, but I think in general, I think Bears fans kind of see Roquan as like the heir to Urlacher and Singletary. And right now he's just kind of approaching Lance Briggs land. And I just think there's a disparity there in the way they think, you know, how good they think he is. So has he dug in? I think he's learning whether he's dug in or not. I think he is not very, you know, clear. Obviously he hasn't done it before. I don't think he's very clear on what he wants to do, and I'm not sure how it'll turn out, but I think he's learning as he goes along. I guess that's the best way to answer it. But I think this, the biggest thing is just the disparity, the difference in value between what Ryan Poles thinks about Roquan and what Roquan thinks about Roquan.
What do you make, as someone who's been covering all sports in this town for a long, long time, about the awkwardness of Roquan Smith going through this without an agent?
It's typical Roquan Smith. That's the way he's been ever, even when he had an agent. There's always been something. You know, I think he lost his playbook from the very first week. I always say he's had like three or four press conferences now where he doesn't want to talk about anything but football. So he's had to announce that before. So, you know, he's had so many incidents that this being awkward, an awkward situation, is to me unsurprising. This is what Roquan is kind of all about. You know, very good, great player, but it doesn't surprise me that he's put himself in this situation. And again, he's kind of flying by the seat of his pants as well. That's why I think this is very hard to predict how this thing will turn out, because you've basically got two rookies when it comes to negotiating in the room together, and you know, who knows what to expect from that, right?
Mark Potash from the Sun-Times was at Family Fest practice today and the Ryan Poles impromptu press conference on the day that Roquan Smith requests a trade. I believe it was you who was trying to get in the next question as Ryan Poles was still walking out. We obviously do not know a lot still about this story, but what do you most want to know, Potsy?
I would really want to know how good they think Roquan Smith is, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to tell where they're heading here. And I really want to know, you know, how valuable they think Roquan is in their defense, because there's a bunch of factors here. A, Roquan's very, very productive, but he hasn't given them the takeaways that, like, Darius Leonard has in Eberflus's defense. And they probably, I mean, there's no doubt, they want to see that before they pay him, before they break the bank. So, you know, it's hard. So it's just, there's so many things that are hard to tell about this. I'll be honest, I don't know how to answer that, because we know how valuable Roquan Smith is, but it's still undefined in this defense. So I kind of can't blame them for, you know, being a little hesitant with a player who's under contract.
What do you make, Potsy, of Roquan mentioning ownership in his statement and basically kind of pleading for ownership to step in to these negotiations? That's a bold play that I could see offending Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I don't know if it offended him, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. I mean, I think the worst thing would be for the McCaskies of all people to overrule the GM they hired on a decision like this. And so it's what he thought. You know, he's been in the organization for a long time. He knows how important the McCaskies are. And he said all the right things in that statement about wanting to be the Bears and trying to get everybody on his side. But no, I don't think that's going to make much of a difference, mainly because that would be detrimental to the Bears organization for ownership to kind of step in this situation, because it's a judgment call. They're trying to stay out of football decisions. Hey, Ryan Poles is not convinced that Roquan Smith is his guy, is the guy that Roquan Smith thinks he is. And like I said before, it hasn't been proven. So who are the McCaskies to step in and say, you got to sign this guy? He might be making the right move to be prudent about going for a break the bank kind of contract on a player like that. Because again, even though he's been a productive player, it's a new defense, it's a new regime. It's kind of getting lost in this transition. He's kind of fallen through the cracks, I guess. But I don't think it's a good thing.
Mark Potash is our guest. He was at Family Fest practice today. Bears reporter, sports writer, of course, for the Sun Times. Darnell Mooney seems poised for a breakout season, if you don't consider last year's 1,000-yard season a breakout season. What do you consider his ceiling to be?
Well, you got to tell me how good the quarterback's going to be, how good the offensive line is going to be. I will say this. I think that is the one of all the offseason narratives that usually are false positives, the one narrative that if he could be that productive in Matt Nagy's offense, he will be that much more productive in a real NFL offense. I believe that is near the top of the list because he looks great, and he is going against a disadvantage. He's going against a defense that is going to be better than this offense. In other words, a guy like Justin Jones being great, he's going up against backup centers, and he's going up against not an offense that's still learning. So it's hard to say that's real what he's doing, and he's been impressive in camp. But it's hard to say, you know, how good is the competition been? Darnell Mooney's just the opposite. He's going against not a great defense, but a pretty good defense. It looks like it's really a step ahead, and he's still producing. And so yardage wise, you really can't put a number on it because this is probably not going to be a very good offense. But is he going to take another step? Absolutely. I think he goes into the, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 yard safety valve kind of quarterback's friend kind of receiver who gets all the big targets.
Potsy, what have you made of the way that Justin Fields and Luke Getsy have communicated and produced so far together?
I haven't seen anything, to tell you the truth. All the incremental progress that they've made is very hard to discern from my naked eye. And I don't even know if a preseason game will tell us that. I think they've been so jumbled on the offensive line. I think this offense has training wheels on and will for a long time. So I really don't. I guess I'm scarred from the previous regime. Anything you tell me about Justin Fields, I just have to see it before I believe it.
Mark Potash from the Sun-Times, thank you for the insight from a weird day at Bears practice. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Danny, Matt. Good talking to you guys again.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and we were kind of joking, but I think it was Adam Johns who pointed out that Ryan Pace did come out and meet the media when Kevin White had the setback his rookie year, kind of gave an impromptu thing, but then he stopped doing it.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully Ryan Poles did this early on for a similar type of thing with Roquan Smith and then continues to do it. Don't expect him to talk every week, not even every month, but just the appearance of a trade, a holdout, something that is under the purview of the general manager and the roster. It'd be nice to have a little bit more access. I think that the GM, at a minimum, should do a bi-week press conference. We have no game this week. Let's do like a mid-season state of the team.
At a minimum, at a very minimum.
Yeah, it's but that insane. Doesn't happen it's in a lot of places.
It's absolutely crazy. Just a couple of other quick Bears nuggets from today. Braxton Jones, again, the starting left tackle. Riley Reiff on the right. When the second team unit was practicing, Larry Borum was the left tackle, and Tevin Jenkins, participating in his first team drills of camp, was the right tackle today.
But then he got some reps with third team, too. So he was second and third team. He got no first team reps that I saw reported on today.
And one more, David Moore down with an injury, the wide receiver. So we know wide receiver N'Keal Harry is down. David Moore is now down. And all those other guys, Dante Pettis and Byron Pringle, are down. This is slim pickings at wideout.
You'll hear everything that Ryan Poles said today about the Roquan Smith situation. And then the person who helped break the news, Ian Rappaport, shed some very particular insight into why the negotiations are going poorly and what he is asking for in terms of being paid more than Shaquille Leonard, now at that position. So you'll hear from Poles and Rappaport coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.